This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The first two chapters of Genesis focus on creation. God is seen as predating creation. He is the great creator, creating the heavens and earth out of nothing. He created all things in heaven and on earth, and as he looked at it, he affirmed that it was good. Man was created as the product of collaboration within the triune God. Notice the plural pronoun in verse 26. Let us make man in our image. In chapter 2, it's clear that male was created first out of the dust of the ground. Female was created from Adam's rib. They were different, yet similar, in that woman was bone of Adam's bone and flesh of his flesh. The one great similarity was they were equally created in God's image. Chapter 1, verse 27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them." It's clear they were created as they were, so they would complement each other, and under God's direction, able to be joined in the marvelous union of marriage, described as being one flesh. No wonder the psalmist said in worship in Psalm 139, "I'm fearfully and wonderfully made." We humans were created as spiritual, rational, emotional, and physical beings, capable of understanding, choosing, and ruling over the rest of creation as faithful stewards of our lives, relationships, and environment. We must always recognize we are accountable to God for all we are and have. That's the glorious introduction to the Bible. Now join others as we read it through in 2.